All right.
I'm ready to go.
You guys ready for this?
I think.
The pungent smell of mildew emanates from the wet dungeon walls.
I'm really tired.
Am I getting drunk?
Not enough.
If there's any girls there, I wanna do them.
Magic missile.
Greetings, adventurers. Welcome to the Drunkards and Dragons podcast.
Even you couldn't keep it up. That's great.
That lasted at least 5 seconds.
I am your dungeon master, Michael Thrifted Tomorrow. And with me
is...
Is
this how you open every podcast you do?
And with me is Junpei Iori, or as other people call him, Steven Strom.
Pretty much everybody calls me that.
And Tom the Dragonborn, or Mike Bachman.
Yep.
That's true.
Oh, man. All those podcasts you did with us at SideQuesting, Mike, they really taught you the art of the intro. I love it.
No, he pretty much said it all. There's nothing really left to say about it.
Also with us, Tom Darkblade, or Tim Lanning.
My blade serves Sahanin.
You almost had it.
It's a hard word to say.
He'll fix it in editing.
Oh, thank you.
That's very kind of him.
And also with us, Jennifer Cheek with her character Alopecia.
Guys, it's not my name. It's rude.
What is your name?
Sorry, what is it again?
It's Aludra.
Oh, Aludra. Sorry.
Like from the popular Wheel of Time series.
Oh, right.
It's very popular.
So we're back. It's no longer Halloween. It is now a week later.
Oh, so I can stop being scared now, right?
Wait, we've been in that room where we killed the skeletons for a week?
Yeah, it's really getting crazy up in here.
I have to have all my surges and hit points back, right?
I would like for you all to roll the 20-sided die.
But I got an 18.
I got a 10.
I also got a 10.
Steven Strom got a 16.
Everything's looking up.
Tim Lanning wins the honor of reminding everyone what happened last week.
I like that.
Last week on Drunkards and Dragons. Oh no, where are we? We're in this room. What's that guy? I'm going to hit him with my hand. Lightning breath. Upside down. Let's go out here. Oh my god, there's blood. Let's go away from the blood. What's that? It's a skeleton. I'm going to hit him. You should probably hit him. I'ma hit him! You should probably hit him again. I missed! I have an arrow. We win. Let's pick up some loot.
Thank you for that insightful recap of what happened last week. You guys are still in a big old room with a bunch of skeleton bones littering the floor now.
Chunks and chips of bone.
I mean, I guess I'm gonna just, you know, open it up to you guys. What do you want to do here? Do you want to use some of your healing surges to get your hit points back for those of you who are injured?
I need that. I'm injured.
We don't have a defender to defend our adventuring group.
Kind of a problem.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
During the middle of the week, Tim questioned whether I was doing it right. You got it so much.
A few times. It turns out he might have been, and he just possibly miscommunicated to me. I'm not sure.
Let's just, as long as we understand that it was my fault.
Yeah, exactly. So now that I've used Healing Surge, I think I want to look around the room to satisfy my natural halfling curiosity to see if I can see if there's anything I can use, if there's, I don't know, maybe some shurikens on the ground or some extra daggers or anything
Tom
like that.
Tom is awfully fond of shuriken.
Mm-hmm. So we have several doors, a giant table, a door to get out, which could probably stand to be meddled with if I had to guess. How many daggers and shuriken do I have right now?
You have three daggers.
And how many shuriken? 20?
Zero shuriken.
Okay. And do I have one longsword, right? Because they gave
there
it to
me. There are four longswords and two longbows on the floor.
I think I did pick up a longsword, okay, if I remember correctly.
So you are now wielding a longsword.
I wish I had realized that when I bought dice, because I forgot to buy an eight-sided die.
Oh.
Whoops.
Who else is claiming weapons here? Tim,
know.
You're good with daggers, much, right? Because that's what you use.
What weapons are there? How much does a longsword weigh?
You don't have to worry about that.
Like, I only weigh like 70 pounds. So I don't think I'll be good with a sword, guys. I'm just going to be real. I don't know if this will be helpful.
So is this like Duke Nukem rules where I can like just carry a million weapons and like
you need all the swords.
Out? Can I kick with both feet at the same time?
I mean, if you guys wanted to lug all the stuff back to wherever you're going, yeah, I mean, I'm sure that would be fine. You've got like nothing on you, so.
Okay. And do I have to worry about like durability on a weapon or anything like that?
No.
Okay, so there's no sense in me picking up another longsword is what I'm saying.
Right.
Okay.
Unless you wanted to... Yeah.
Unless I want to throw one.
Yeah. Can I throw longswords?
At point blank range?
As far as like size goes, Tim, you're the only one who's small enough where a longsword would be awkward for you. So I think dwarves kind of is medium. They can totally handle a sword.
Magically, Tom transforms into a dwarf.
Hello.
Wow,
I'm Tom Darkblade Beard. Yeah, no, I'll use these two daggers, my friends. If you guys want to defend yourselves with these long swords, I know some of you look like you're a bit of magic people, but...
Yeah.
So what do you guys think? Are we going to find out, like, who's behind all this? Or are we going to go out that front door and maybe regroup when we have some better equipment?
Now that we have this extra equipment, I feel a little better about our situation. Even though I don't know who any of you are, we really work well together.
Yeah, we have we barely introduced ourselves.
Yeah.
If we even did that last time.
Should we perhaps, now that we have a bit of a breather, kind of go around this creepy table and say a little bit about ourselves?
Sure.
Actually, you guys start. Find yourself really having a hard time remembering pretty much anything from before.
Oh, well, I'm Tom Darkblade, and I'm from...
You can remember your names, you can remember, like, what you do, but you don't really remember much else.
I know I'm good with my fingers.
Wow, guys, I can remember my name, and I can remember what I do, but I don't really remember much else. I don't know about you guys.
You also notice that each of you has a small wound behind your right ear.
Guys, whose ears hurt? My ear hurts.
My ear hurts too.
Hey guys, my ear is real ouchy.
My left ear feels great.
Okay.
I'm an optimist.
I hope they didn't take our brains out in some foul dark magic, but we have been fighting skeletons.
I don't know much about you halflings, but I know that the brain doesn't come out from behind the ear.
I am not a halfling. I am a goblin space pirate.
You're not, but we do have a halfling. So I clearly was not talking to you.
Yeah.
Why do you have to ignore Junpei Iori? Is he not part of this group?
I don't know yet, you know? I don't really trust space pirates.
You're on track.
Who made you the leader all of a sudden? You know what? I'm going to make my own group of one, and you guys are not allowed in it.
Hey, can I be in it?
That's not one anymore.
It's not a group of one. And it is not a level.
Come on.
Are halflings bad at counting?
Let's do it.
Junpei, can I be in it?
Yeah, you can be in it.
Nice.
So I'm just hanging out by myself then. Fine.
See how easily that turned.
Okay.
Hey, Jennifer, hey, Aludra.
Yes.
Can you make a perception roll?
Wait, in a normal situation, like, I just want to know, like, for people that know what they're doing, does, like, the DM normally tell people to make certain checks, or...
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I have no problem.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait for, like, us to get a bunch of hate mail saying, you guys are playing it wrong.
That's how I played it before.
Well, it's an open game that, yeah, it's kind of,
It's the open D&D podcast.
Yeah. Are you a Gith Yonki or a Gith Zerai?
Gith Yonki, I think.
Oh, he does look like a goblin.
Yeah.
Goblin space pirate.
Yep.
What'd you roll there?
I rolled an 11.
But then you add on.
Then I add my this one, the passive perception.
That's just a passive. You need to add here.
It was actually a 21.
You hear sort of a loud moaning coming from the stairs that you just came up.
We desperately, desperately need to get sound effects on this podcast, like ASAP.
Well, it makes sense that something would be coming from the stairway because we left some sketchy shit back there.
We did. We didn't clean up after ourselves.
Not at all.
Guys, we should probably go check on that guy. That guy's still there, right?
No, Mishi.
Oh, shit, it's happening.
Oh, no. There's some crickets down the stairs.
Oh, okay.
Go kill them with our broadswords.
All right, let me scout ahead stealthily down these stairs.
Wait, are we for sure we want to go in the direction of the scary sound? Or are we want to go away from the scary sound?
This is a
idea. We've got better equipment now. I kind of think that we should be men.
And a lady.
We should be men and a lady. Go and do
three
what
three male creatures and a lady.
Sexual politics aside, I feel like we should at least peer at these other doors to see if maybe they're closets filled with shuriken or totems.
There's four doors. There's four of us. I say each of us opens a different door.
Well, that's dumb because one of the doors we came out of, the other door we already know goes outside.
But didn't we just hear us? But we don't know what outside looks like, for one. We don't know where we are.
There's trees and grass.
All right, Junpei, I am a great thief. I will try this door and see if I can get it open.
Which door?
The outside door.
That was really impressive for three people.
All right. I'm going to roll for, I don't know. What do you think?
What are you trying to do?
Roll to see if you open the door?
Roll for door open. I guess thievery? Yeah. I got I think it's pretty high. Thrifty, I rolled a 20. I have a 27 to thievery.
The door's not locked.
Oh. So I go to open it, and I explode through it, and guys, the door is it's open.
What do you see out there?
You see, it's dark. It's very dark. It's a dark and stormy night. Maybe not stormy.
It's very dark.
It's very creepy, though.
The light level is low.
Real creep factor coming from there of like 10.
Chill up our spine.
Is there like a road leading out, or is it like
there is a path?
Yeah, the path is on fire.
You have there is a gate with a sort of a large figure sort of standing by it, and then just a lot of forest.
A lot of forest.
Looks like this is like a remote sort of holdfast.
Well, that guy looks huge, and we still haven't really explored. And man, I'm pretty curious what's up with the people to our right. Through this door that we came through, and you know what's up with my ouchie in my ear? Should we check the other doors just for funsies?
I want to check this door up here. I just want to try the door. Like I'm sure I don't have to roll anything just to try the handle.
Yeah, it's unlocked.
I've got a plus 20 to grasp, so it should be okay.
Oh, there's so many jokes to be made. So I'll refrain.
I understand them all. So I open the door.
It appears to be small bedroom.
Ooh.
You see,
like a cot. You see, sort of a dresser. It's not cluttered, but it's just kind of dusty. And
A lot of times there's treasure in dusty rooms.
As a dragonborn, he does love treasure.
See if there's anything good. Maybe a nice cowl or some black
or a drawer full of shurikens.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can I check the dresser? Is there anything in the dresser?
So you just see some sort of changes of clothes.
And... It's a real boring room.
Yeah,
is what you're okay. telling us. All right. Okay.
There's like a you know sort of like a satchel type bag sort of thing, which it might be handy to put junk in, but that's about it.
Hmm.
And there's like a cloak.
Can I do an arcana check for the room to see if anything in there is magic?
Sure. Nothing seems particularly magical in this room.
I just want to state it for the record that I rolled pretty good.
There's definitely probably nothing magical in that room.
Yeah, it's not that you're dumb and didn't notice it.
All right, well, if none of you guys want the cloak, I'm going to rip a strand off and tie it around my head.
Can you cut your own hand open and, like, smear some blood underneath each eye?
Ooh, dark blood would give me some nice little bit of stealth, but I'm not going to do that quite yet. There's a lot of icky stuff in here. So
yeah.
Can I take that bag?
Yeah.
I think that's only fair.
Bag is probably a good thing to have.
Tom, I know that I myself made a rockin' headband out of the cloak, and Junpei picked up the bag. Do you want to take this dresser?
You know, just the satisfaction of knowing that I helped you guys find such fine treasures is not enough for me. Is there anything else that I can take?
There's like a,
is there something not nailed down?
There's like a sheet on the bed. You could like wrap it around you like a toga, I guess.
Okay, I'm doing that. What's the armor class for sheet?
I believe that would give you +0 to your armor class.
Okay.
Deal.
Guys, I'm going to stand watch in front of the door we came in. Do you want to check the other door?
Sure.
The final door. Aludra, what do you see, man?
Okay, as you guys are coming out of whichever room it was, so put yourself where you were, the door leading down to the stairs bursts open.
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, good. Tom's standing right by it.
Guys, someone burst through the door.
What burst through the door? What does it look like?
Well, the thing that burst through the door is actually very familiar to you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's the guy without the hand.
It's Frankenstein.
Oh.
The fella who had his hand removed has a hand again.
Oh.
Which appears to have been sewn on. And he looks kind of upset. You notice a very rank smell coming off of him.
Ooh.
Listen, it wasn't my idea to hit you with a magical hand.
He seems less alive than before.
Oh, would you say he was more dead?
He's probably more dead than he was before.
All right.
He seems to want to, I don't know, eat your brains or something.
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
That's bad.
So I guess we need to roll for initiative.
Yeah. Now is the time where you should roll for initiative.
Mm.
Oh, I rolled a 6.
I got 11.
I rolled a 17. And then +2, so 19.
So I have a 9 total, I think.
Okay. Aludra, you are up.
Wow. Okay, so I'm real far away from this dude, which is good, because I don't have such good armor. I think he would eat me. So, let's see here. What do I want to do? But I have magic, so yay! Tom, you might want to move back away from her Frankenstein friend.
Hey man, it's not my turn. I'd love to.
Delay.
It's just that a lot of my things are like.
Did you hear what he said? You can do delay.
What does that mean?
You can delay until later in the round if you would like to.
Yeah, you can skip.
Okay, let me skip my turn and whoever was next.
Well, if you want to go after Tom, is that what I'm getting?
Yeah.
From you?
Because he needs to move out of the way. So Thrifty, if I have like a burst or like a blast type situation and he's like in a doorway, how...
Can she shoot it like
can
over
Can I shoot it through the doorway? Like behind him?
If you've got a line of sight, you can.
Okay. So, are you
going to delay or you're not going to delay?
Well, I guess I'm not. If I can do this and not hit our friend Tum.
Thank you. Then... Call me Darkblade.
So I'll move here. I'm going to do...
You hear my slight hissing in the back of your ear.
I feel comforted by this. He's got my back. I'm going to do Chill Wind. Oh, wow. So I rolled a natural 19 and...
Then you add +5.
And so it's 24 versus their fortitude.
And what kind of damage does that do?
It does 1d6 and I get to slide him. 3.
Okay. So a chill wind goes through the air and reminds you of autumn. It does a little bit of damage to the zombie man.
Yeah. And then I push him into the corner?
Might be a good spot for him.
Yeah, push him into the corner of the room.
There has
to be. I plan on rolling up on him, so.
Okay.
Okay. Good.
Good, good, good.
Okay. Tum-tum.
Tum-tum! I look around the room, and I look to see how initiative-y Tom looks. What do I see? How initiative-y do I feel he is?
You don't feel he's... You can't tell.
Okay.
Wait,
so...
hold on a second. Wait. You don't... You can't tell.
Okay. I'm going to move next to this fella, this Frankenstein's monster, our old friend, and I'm going to do Dazing Strike on this man. So I rolled a 6 plus 9... So, 15 versus AC.
Okay. And what does that do?
Did I hit?
Yes, you hit.
Yes! He has a low AC, guys. Let's kill him. Okay. Oh, wait. And I have combat advantage because whenever I attack someone before they go,
that's
I
true.
Have combat.
Yes.
So
I agree with you.
Yes! And so I'm also sneak attacking him. So I do an immediate 7 damage. And then I roll 2d8s. So 3 and 7. So I do another 11 to him.
Oh, wow.
So what was the
and
total?
18,
okay.
I think. And since I hit him, the target is dazed until the end of my next turn.
Wow.
I hit him.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I know. It's a great level 1 skill because I take that dude out of the way.
All right. Tom.
So I'm going to move like right up next to him. I'm going to do Furious Smash. Let's see.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty angry and I want everybody to know it. You deliver a smashing blow to a foe that gets its attention more than harms it, encouraging an ally to hit the enemy where it hurts. Let's see. keep that going. Don't actually keep that going. It's very distracting.
Please stop that.
Remember, we have combat advantage because we're flanking him.
Okay. Well, I suppose I'll do it first and then we'll see what all the benefits are. It's plus 5 versus fortitude. So,
okay.
11, so it's 15 versus fortitude.
11 plus 5?
Yeah.
And then plus 2.
Oh, 16. Yes.
So 16. 16, 78.
Plus 2, what's the plus 2 for?
Because you're flanking him, so
yeah.
There's two guys right next to him. So
oh,
that
okay.
means you get combat advantage.
So 18 then.
Okay. You hit him.
Okay, so that's just a solid 5 damage. Tom will get plus 3 to his... attack and damage rolls. And then I'm going to use the Demonic Frenzy, which is just a 1d6, which I got 2.
Sweet. You furiously smash him and then demonically frenzy him. And it looks wicked. It just looks
yes.
wicked.
I am sitting back and be like, wow, I could not have done better than myself.
You see the fire in my eyes. Well, not fire, but lightning in my eyes. As I swing with all my might and only do 5 damage. But you're inspired. You're inspired by the sight, Tom.
It's like, wow, I can do that too.
Mm-hmm.
Junpei.
Don't blow us up.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. A lot of my abilities would, like,
I really wanted to do Dragon Breath, but we, like, pushed him into a corner, and now I can't.
I'll just do my old standby, the good old-fashioned Nightmare Eruption.
All right, you are rolling. Sick. You rolled a 3.
And then it's intelligence versus will. So, and I've got an intelligence modifier of 4.
He does not seem nightmare erupted.
Yeah, what does a shambling corpse like this even think about as he sleeps?
Brains.
Probably brains.
So there's a brief moment where he's like, I won't get brains today. But then he's like, eh.
Aludra, we're back around to you.
Okay, so I am going to use my minor action to do a wild shape. And turn myself into a fucking bear.
What? What the hell?
Guys, I don't know if you know this, but I'm a druid. So I can turn myself into an animal.
They don't know it.
And now that I am a bear, I'm going to do call the herd. It's wisdom versus will. So 19 versus their will.
Okay.
And I roll 2d8 plus 5 damage.
Jesus.
Yeah,
wow.
And if I hit them, It's that plus 5 psychic damage, and I can pull the target 3 squares. So, guys, I hope I roll good.
You just did. You just rolled, right?
Didn't
you?
Well, I gotta roll for damage now.
Yeah.
Yeah, do good.
You're just assuming that you hit him, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's his will, by the way?
You hit him.
Yay! Oh, good. So now I'll roll.
Oh.
Well, that was kind of shitty. 9 damage.
That's respectable.
Yeah.
It could have been better. It could have been really bad.
Do you want to move him somewhere?
Guys, do I want to move him?
Wait,
would that be better?
Did you have to roll up on him to do that? Or is that a ranged thing?
It's ranged.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it is. It's 5.
So, yeah.
So I'm good.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yep, exactly 5. Where do you want to put him?
I heard Tom say something about wishing he could blast him with fire. Is that what did that?
Yeah. So as long as I can hit like a 3x3 square without hitting any allies, that's a good spot for him.
Okay.
So you can move him wherever you like.
All right. I'm gonna pull him here. Does that make sense?
That's perfect.
Okay. So there he is, and now I am done.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, everybody. Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
My favorite spring takeaway, especially after doing taxes, is cleaning out my dang monthly bills that I don't need. When I do my taxes and I go through the lines, I'm like, I spent how much on an MMO I'm not playing? At the end of the month, where does all my dang money go? I can tell you right now that with Mint Mobile, my money is not wasted at all on wireless. I've lowered my wireless bill. So cheap, so valuable with Mint Mobile. You know it. A couple years ago, Jennifer and I switched. We haven't looked back. What else am I going to tell you? It just works. I did it. I switched. And I'll tell you what, whenever I go through my bank statements, that wireless bill, compared to what I was paying before, I scream in heavens and I do a dance, all right? I'll do a little dance. You should also say bye to your overpriced wireless plans. Get rid of those jaw-dropping bills, especially because Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. They have premium wireless plans that start at just $15 a month. On top of that, all the plans come with high-speed data, unlimited talk and text, and it's all on the nation's largest 5G network. Whoa. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/greetings. That's mintmobile.com/greetings. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/greetings. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
Tom,
I look at him. I really don't want to be next to him, and I can kind of hear the dragon man behind me almost crackling with anticipation.
I can still not hit you even if you're next to him. I have that skill.
I think what I will do is take out one of my lovely daggers, kiss it, and then...
Is the kissing the minor action, or...
Yeah, that's gotta be a minor action.
Okay, my minor action is I kiss my dagger, and I say a prayer to Sahanin, and I will throw it at this man.
Technically, that's two actions.
So you can't do a move. You can trade down your move action for a minor.
Okay, so I'm going to plant my feet. I kiss, and I say a prayer, and that's two. So I will now do piercing strike. Please guide my blade. Oh, wait. No, I won't do piercing strike. I will be doing Sly Flourish. My apologies. I couldn't do that. Okay, Sly Flourish. Flourish.
Flourish, maybe? Flourish.
Guys, I speak Flourish. I found a bit of strip of meat on one of the skeletons, and I've been chewing on it for a little bit. Okay, here we go. Oh, I got a 13 versus his AC. No. I have 16, sorry. Oh, 16.
Now we're talking.
Now we're talking. Versus AC.
Yeah, okay. So you hit him.
Yes! Sahanin guided my blade. All right, so now I will roll. My ranged dagger does different things, but I don't have time to look it up. So I will do... I got 4 plus 8. So I did 12 damage.
Okay. Your dagger whistles through the air and strikes him right on his left wrist, where he recently had his hand replaced.
Ooh.
And does his hand fall off?
His hand just flies right off.
That's pretty gross. Bad.
And he seems really annoyed.
Oh, no.
In fact, he comes out of his daze.
Ooh.
And shambles towards you, Tom.
Shit.
Oh, God.
He is now bloodied, by the way. And
it's a rough day.
He hasn't even attacked yet, has he?
He is not, because he got... Good old Tum Tum had frazzled him. So he is going to try to slam you.
No.
Oh, fuck.
Slam your ass.
Tum gon' get it. Quick, jump to the ceiling.
I'm on the ceiling.
As a minor action.
So what is your armor class again?
17, because I'm all dodgy and
so
tiny.
13 plus 12. Yeah, he hits.
No!
Oh, man. Big man, come on.
You want to kill us?
He's the dungeon master, of course he does.
Oh, I forgot at the beginning of the episode, I was going to say, and tonight, someone will die.
No! Not Tom.
You take 15 points of damage.
Oh, shit!
Good thing I used my healing surge, guys.
My God.
I'm okay. I'm okay. I have four hit points.
Man.
Oh, man.
That's pretty bad.
So, Eluder, are you going to take care of that, or do you need me to, or...
Yeah, but...
You don't have any healing spells.
I don't have a healing spell, but...
You just have, like, a natural understanding of healing.
Okay.
So, like, out of combat, she's decent.
I got it. Don't worry.
You're up, Tom.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to... I'm going to take a step forward, the lightning flashing in my eyes, just like that Garth Brooks song. And I'm going to stare Frankenstein in the eyes as I subtly whisper an inspiring word to Tom. Oh, crap.
That's not that inspiring.
Yeah. Please. I say, hey, man, you should probably fix your shit.
I know.
Put a stitch on it.
So, yeah, he gets the healing surge plus 1d6 additional.
Okay. Please, big money.
Don't worry, Junpei will lock this shit down for us in the next turn.
Thanks, bro. I love my Junpei. So I just got an extra... I'm at 11 hit points and 3 more healing surges. So keep doing what you're doing.
And... I'm going to intimidate him.
Yeah.
I can do an intimidate check as a standard action. Intimidate check versus his modified level, blah, blah, blah. And he can become shaken, which he gets a -2 penalty to attack rolls, ability checks, things like that.
Ooh,
we want that.
What kind of action is this?
This is a standard action. Inspiring Word was minor.
Okay.
And it has. I have to be able to like physically threaten him. So that's why I had to move forward. So I've got plus 10 to intimidate and then 14, so 24.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and say you've somehow intimidated a mindless zombie.
Nice.
So that gives him -2 to what now?
To pretty much attack rolls, ability checks, saving throws, pretty much everything. I mean, aside from damage.
Okay. Junpei Iori.
I'm going to go ahead and use my encounter ability, Ray of Enfeeblement.
Okay. He is super enfeebled.
Oh, yeah?
And it does 1 die 10 plus 4.
1 die 10 plus 4. Yep.
He takes 10 points of damage.
And then he is weakened until the end of my turn as well. And I will also, for my minor action... since he is so shaken with his weakened state and the intimidation from before, I'm going to pull up, for my minor action, I'm going to pull up my mage hand and see if it has left any lasting psychological scars and wave it in front of his face to try and, and see if it will frighten him even further in his psychologically vulnerable state.
His PTSD from the mage hand.
A weakened character deals half damage on all attacks until he's no longer weakened.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah.
So I'm going to wave my mage hand in his face. What, does anything happen, Thrifty?
His eyes go really wide, and you notice a sort of a dark area forming around his lower frock area.
Oh, gross. I'm bloodied, by the way.
I think we kind of knew that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we assumed that.
With all the blood? Okay.
I love how you're kind of playing a defender role.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have the ability to be defender.
I feel like I have the highest AC, and that's my problem.
Wearing your cloak? I've got a sheet on.
How much blood is my bandana soaking up?
Oh, not nearly enough.
Yeah, not enough.
Roll a d20. 20 blood, whatever that
is. Okay, Aludra, we're back to you.
Please kill him.
I'm trying. I'm going to move a few spots over, and I'm going to do, because I'm luckily still a bear right now,
Freaking you other people out. I mean, there's just suddenly a bear.
You guys, how do you feel about me as a bear?
I'm a goblin man. Like,
this is a good point.
You have seen many things.
None of us are human.
I thought it was really weird, but then I got punched in the head super hard. And now I'm like, I guess it's not. I don't know. That's not that weird.
I think he thinks the bear is his mother.
Mommy.
I do give off a very motherly vibe. I have a lot of them.
This is opening up so many weird questions between the nature of you two.
Guys, we're, you know.
Fuck me, Bear Mommy.
Bear Mommy's not into that.
You can cut that out.
So I'm going to use Swarming
Don't
Locust.
You dare.
Swarming Locust is a blast 3, so I'm going to be getting this square where the zombo man is, but not my friends. So it's my wisdom versus reflex. So it's 21.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and say you got him.
Yay. And so now I roll 1d8 plus 5 for damage. And this is going to create a blast of swarming locusts that lasts until the end of my next turn. Ugh. 8 damage.
The strange Frankenstein man crumbles to the ground.
Frankenstein's monster.
and appears Yay! To be all the way dead.
Yay! Woo! So we don't worry about the locusts.
Sure, I'm glad I intimidated him.
Why are you up there?
I like being a bear.
So we have a dragon, a bear, and a Gifmonkey space pirate.
And a halfling. I have white skin. You're boring.
Whoa.
Ah, that's racist.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? What are you doing?
Did he drop anything? Does he have anything useful on his body aside from the severed hand? Can I take the severed hand?
Also, okay, here. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a religion check on him because that extends to knowledge of the undead. I'm going to try and figure out what exactly Ooh. He is and what kind of information I can glean from this dude because I know Good a lot call. About the undead.
I'm sitting on the ground.
So I do a roll plus, and I get plus 9 and my intelligence modifier, which is plus 4.
Okay. You kind of scratch your head and go, man, my right ear still really hurts.
Oh, but, I forgot about that.
But, you know, I do remember from back in my religious training that these kind of zombies, usually when you think that they're dead, they actually aren't all the way dead.
Oh, no.
Which is
okay.
when the zombie stands back up.
Shit, I say.
Is he still bloodied?
He is bloodied, yes.
Okay.
His tongue's turn.
Can I do a melee attack from where I am right now? I forget.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I have combat advantage, which makes me happy. I no longer...
Oh, yeah. One thing, you get combat advantage the entire time that locust zone is there.
Exactly.
Right. By the way.
So, gotta be careful. So, I will be doing a piercing strike.
lightning bolt.
I hit him. I mean, it's 15 plus 9 versus his reflex.
Oh, yeah, it's just gonna miss.
No way! Plus 2.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Okay, so I hit him, and I roll... Whoops. And I do 17 damage.
Wait, what?
Because I'm sneak attacking.
Oh.
Man, he lurches to and fro. After that staggering attack.
Piercing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Piercing attack. He decides that he's going to attack the guy right in front of him.
Oh, good.
The big
I get
dragon.
Attacked.
The big dragon. Hey, what's your AC again?
My AC is like 40, something like that.
Something like 40. That sounds about right.
Really intense.
My AC is 10.
Whoa.
Oh, boy.
I thought yours was at least somewhat decent.
I'm not wearing anything. I'm naked.
Okay, I'm a wizard, and your AC is lower than mine.
Yeah, why is my AC so low, bro?
So he takes his good hand and... and swings it real hard at you, doing 14 points of damage.
Oh, good lord. Okay. What's that bring me down to? 12 spot, right?
Okay.
Oh, what was I going to do? If there's... I do a skill that's like a benefit towards an adjacent ally. Mm-hmm. Can I just give that to myself? I would consider myself an ally.
Guys, I'm very happy with me right now, and...
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do my dragon breath.
Oh, sweet.
That pretty much that square that she, well, no, it just right in front of me. It doesn't matter, I guess. Plus 7 versus reflex. I roll a 20.
Woo! You just rolled a 20?
I rolled a natural 20. Yes, I did.
So that means it's
27.
That's full damage. You did 27 points of damage?
Well, no, that's, well, that's.
Oh, okay.
Right. And then 1d6 damage. 1d6.
1d6.
So 6.
I wish I had something that could do 20 points of damage. I did a 4?
No. You get whenever you crit with a normal attack, you get the maximum amount of the die.
Oh, so I just...
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay. And, so, yeah. And, you couldn't have hit me for one more point so I could be bloodied and get a bonus? Like, seriously?
Jeez, man.
Really? That's such a bummer.
This game sucks. Let's see. I'm going to do Furious Smash again.
Okay.
That, oh, fuck you, dice. that is an 8.
Eight
That's
total?
After my bonus?
Okay.
No, yeah.
You just furiously smash and almost take Tum's head off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Which, you better like back away, by the way.
Yeah. And then I'm just going to move a little bit.
Just go over here.
Run. Why are you running away from me?
Oh, actually, if you move away from him when you're adjacent to him, he gets an opportunity attack on you.
I'm not going to do that. Going to stand here and hope that I don't die.
Thank you. Thank you.
Aludra, why do you not have healing skills?
I'm sorry. I'll try to do better next time.
It is now Mr. Strom's turn.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and just fucking end this fight right now by using Spirit Rend. I'll do it right onto the square right underneath him, the Frankenstein monster guy, kind of overlapping Ludra's locust thing.
Okay. Okay, you got a 14.
Plus 4.
So that is going to connect.
The target is undead, it takes no damage, and is not immobilized. Instead, the target must take a free action to move as far as its speed allows to a square farther away from you, and it is dazed. Save ends.
Okay, so it doesn't take damage because it's undead.
It doesn't take damage, but it's going to run away as far as it possibly can.
Okay, so
is that considered fleeing? Are there
that is definitely considered
involved?
Fleeing. So both
an opportunity
Tom,
of attack. Yeah.
Both Tom and Tom will get an opportunity attack.
Woohoo! Yay! Right.
How do those work?
So I guess Tom will go first.
I think it's just a melee basic.
Yeah. Okay.
I got a 23.
Okay, so roll for damage, sir.
Okay, I will. I got a 4.
Okay, so the zombie man turns and Tum plunges a dagger right into his spine.
Nice.
He's just severed in half.
Whoa.
And then he just explodes.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, he explodes all over
He just explodes. Just
I didn't get my community attack. All right.
I'm holding out my dagger completely covered in zombie entrails.
Can I do an opportunity attack against his pieces?
Yes.
In order to
just cause.
If you hit this, you probably won't get dirty. I mean, that's kind of cool.
Okay, that's a 17 total. I'm going to roll this dice.
Okay.
I don't really understand how a four-sided die worked. Oh, okay. Now I get it.
It
now
does
I get
seem
it.
Impossible sometimes.
Well, you should be rolling an eight-sided die, right?
No, it's 1d4 plus 5. Wait, yeah, I don't understand.
You got so a longsword, right?
Okay, yeah. So is it eight then? I mean, Even though my basic attacks is 1d4? Is that unarmed?
That's probably unarmed.
Okay. I mean, I don't understand why I'm even doing this.
It doesn't
seven
matter. You're attacking
five.
His chunks.
7 plus 5. This is 12. I do 12 damage to his chunks.
You split his skull open.
Yeah. Well, I've ensured that he's not getting up again, I think. Yes.
That's actually probably a good idea.
And you actually notice something kind of glinting.
Oh.
Inside his skull. Say it's inside his skull.
Inside of his skull.
Yes.
I go check out what's glinting inside of his skull.
It appears to be a strange object that...
Oh, here. I'll use my Arcana check on it. What's up?
What up, Arcana?
I don't fuck around, Mike.
Okay, you roll a 7. It doesn't appear to be magical in nature. It seems more mechanical.
Fuck.
Oh
Jesus.
It's like a little disc with, you know, sort of bits and bobs coming off of it. It's sort of more... It's more complex than anything you've really ever seen in your entire life.
Christ.
Do you guys think that that's what's inside us right now?
Oh, hell.
Everyone touches the back of their ear. Worriedly.
Oh, man. Where are we? What is happening?
Hey, you're medical and stuff, right? Maybe you can do a medical check to see what's up with our bowels.
Yeah, I have a heal. I have like a wisdom healing check. Can I do that?
Check what's up with these. Check out what's up with these holes in our heads.
18.
It seems like some sort of operation has been done.
Onto
all of your heads.
Oh gosh.
I'm gonna pick up that piece of chunk thing that we picked up with that was in his skull, but I'm gonna pick it up using the bag that I picked up earlier as kind of a glove, and then flip it around to put it inside without ever touching it with my skin.
Great idea.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So that happened.
So we should probably go down these stairs, yo.
You hear like a thumping and moaning coming from down the stairs.
Again? How many of these bad guys are there? I'm gonna use a healing surge so I don't die.
When do you tell us what we gain from an encounter?
Yeah, I can award you experience points. You get 100 experience for that encounter.
How many did we get from the fight previously?
250.
250. So you're all at 350.
Woohoo! I'm gonna use one of my healing surges.
Okay.
So I have 16 health.
Oh, hey, that's a good call. I want to do that as well. Okay. So that I will be up to 17.
Guys, we should take a breather for a couple hours. I'm going to throw up. Oh.
So what you kids going to do?
I say we should go in the direction of the not thumping noises.
So, I mean, is there an option where we just, like, chill here for a second and like, catch our breath? Or should we keep going forward? for fightings.
We don't want to stay in a room where we just got attacked by a big monster dude.
Tonight, one of the main characters will die.
Bum, bum, bum. Yeah. All right, guys, we're in a pretty horrible situation. I don't know if there's anything good or bad, but I feel like we can't leave until we get these things out of our head.
Okay.
Oh, but we don't. We're not surgeons.
I know.
I say we go up and figure out who the hell is doing this and not get attacked by those monsters. But I say we try to lock the door of that cellar door again from the outside, so things will not come.
Well, if we go back out the front door, we got to fight that big dude. He's gonna see us,
yeah,
probably.
And we can't just stay in here.
Those two rooms are dead ends. So I'm thinking the only option we have is to go back down the stairs and force whoever put these things in our heads to take them back out.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. But I think we should lock the door first too.
Well, how are we gonna go downstairs? Door? Lock the door.
No, the door to the where the things where this guy came from, where
he
Monster
came
Mash
from downstairs,
from.
Which is where we need
to go.
Yeah,
he came from where you guys came.
We
from.
Need to go there. I don't want to go there. There was like a whole bunch of people, the monster people down there.
But there's nowhere else to go.
I don't think we checked the other door.
I senses back into him as a minor action.
Did we check the other door?
You did not check the other door.
Can someone with good perception make look at this other door?
Okay,
I'll guard this door.
That's
in
me
in the shadows.
I will check the other door. Another room or whatever.
Okay. Check that other room.
So 22.
Okay, so what are you doing? Are you listening at the door?
I'm not. We've not heard anything from in there, so I think I'm just gonna open it.
If they didn't hear that me like breathing lightning and magic hands and all that stuff right outside the door.
Yeah, didn't come out before. I think that I don't have to just listen. I think I will just open it and see what's up in there.
It's like it appears to be like a small kitchen. There is a back door in said kitchen and some, you know, some like there's like a sack of potatoes and, you know, a cold fire that's not currently being used, but there's like, you know, a cauldron on it and crap like that.
Because there's a back door.
How many knives are in there?
There's like there's probably another nice knife, maybe a hatchet.
Guys, can I have that knife?
You can have that knife.
Sure.
I've also picked up the other knife. I have a total of four knives now.
Do we want to check out what is outside the back door and try to?
Yeah, let's check what's in the back. What's outside the back door?
All right, let me stealthily peer around this door here for you guys. I think I'm in the mid 20s. If that counts.
Okay. You go up to the door. You sort of peer out. You can sort of way off in the distance see that guy who is apparently guarding the front gate kind of thing, but there's a little path that leads to what looks like probably is like an outhouse. There's a fence, but you think maybe you could probably get over it, and you know, there's just a bunch of forest.
Jeez, I wonder if I can leave these losers behind.
No, you say that out loud.
Oops, oh, it's the head trauma, guys. Anyways, the guy's still out there, and there's an outhouse. If anyone needs to go, they should probably go now.
Here's the thing, though. Part of me thinks we should try to run away, but we still have these things in our head.
I agree.
So I think we're going to have to deal with whatever's downstairs.
I don't like it either.
Also, I have an insight skill that allows me to read your body language, so I would be able to do an insight check to see if you were planning on running away from us.
And don't you have an ability that can teleport people or move people?
I can float people around the, like, a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
That is handy.
So I assume you'd grab me, since you did that to me before. So I'm not going to run. Plus, I like you guys. You're a bear.
Should I turn back into not a bear?
I think you turn into a person after your...
After the encounter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's a minor action or whatever.
Oh, so I stay that way the rest
I think
of the time.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So, I don't know. You can turn back into a bear if you'd like and lead us out of here.
No,
We got to figure out what's going on. Let's just march down and go figure it out.
We can't leave with these things in our heads.
That's true. That would be bad.
It's going to turn us into Frankenstein's monster.
Okay. I have 16 health, and I feel like my AC is 17. Is anyone else in a better health / AC situation?
I have AC 16 and my health is 25 right now.
Okay.
I have AC 14 and my health is 27.
Dude, what is up with my AC?
It's so low.
Can you two go first?
Okay.
And
let's do this, Alundra. Let's go check it out.
Yeah,
let's be the brave ones.
Tom and I got the backs, though. Well, this is a very important area.
I will say that I am not stealthy, so...
But you're
extremely, I'm a bear.
You're extremely perceptive.
I'm very
perceptive. I have plus one to stealth, by the way.
Well, all
I
right.
have plus or minus zero, but I'm very streetwise.
Okay, so because I'm perceptive, though not stealthy, I go to the door and listen again at the door, and I'll roll. Ooh, 13.
13 total?
Yep.
Seems safe, doesn't it?
You just sort of hear some thumping down the stairs.
Oh, God. All right.
Junpei bravely walks forward and punches the door open.
You're punching the door open?
No, yeah,
I have bare hands.
I'm going to open the door as quietly as I possibly
can. I'm still upstairs, so punch that door open if you want.
I'm going to open that door open as quiet as I can. And I get plus one to stealth for the record, so.
Okay.
Hey, Tom, I'm behind you.
Oh.
So, you'll notice I'm moving the Frankenstein down
what?
Here.
No. Oops.
What'd you just do?
Well, there's a Frankenstein down there. We don't know if he heard us yet.
Oh!
No!
Oh, this is bad.
Oh my god, Mike Bachman is so scared he dropped off the call. You peered through the door, and they have not noticed you yet, but you notice three Frankensteins at the bottom of the stairs.
Are they tied down and stuff?
Nope.
This is the only other room in the place? Is there a door in this room at all?
We can go outside and maybe walk around and try to find another door outside.
Yeah, I don't think we can deal with three Frankensteins right now.
Yeah.
Considering how long it took us to kill the one guy.
Yeah. Okay, let's go through the kitchen again. Yeah. Since it's dark outside, I'll lead the way with my stealthiness.
Sure. I'm gonna go ahead and try another religion check to see if I can find out what these fuckers are called and what they do and stuff.
They're called fucking scary.
You rolled a natural 20.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
I know exactly what these motherfuckers are.
They appear to be zombie hulks to you.
Okay, so they're like really intense.
That sounds terrifying.
I'm gonna have to look that up now.
Like the Hulk but a zombie?
Yeah, sort of like that.
Okay.
Okay, so we don't want to go down there.
All right, let's go through the kitchen. We'll be quiet. We won't scare that big guy. Well, what if I don't know who the big guy is, but...
Wait, is it possible for us to, like, chill in the kitchen and, like, regroup?
We can do that, I think. We can try.
Is there food there that we can steal and eat?
Okay, let's go to the kitchen and take a quick breath and really see what our options are.
You're pretty regrouped, I think. I don't know.
Okay.
Cool. We can either go outside and try to not be noticed by the giant person, or...
You're pretty calm. I mean, you're Tum Darkblade, granted. Right. But you feel pretty confident that you could make it over the fence before that monster guy would.
Okay. Guys, I feel like we should jump on top of the outhouse and hop the fence and see if we can find another way to attack this problem. See what we can see. Because there's three cussing zombie hulks down there.
Okay.
I'll lead the way. I'm extremely silent as the shadows. Let's do this.
I'm still a bear.
Hey, you're not going to be able to run on the ceiling outdoors, though. What are you going to do?
There's trees. It's nighttime and it's spooky. You won't even know where I am.
Then how are we supposed to follow you?
I'll make clever bird calls. Okay, so we are moving outside, and you know, hopefully we don't all die. All
right. Yeah, we're moving outside. Let's. Draw that.
Okay.
You find yourself in a gray abyss.
You have all died. A poop monster attacks you from the poop house.
There are three Frankensteins in the abyss as well.
All right, let's jump the fence, guys. I'll go first. I roll athletics, I assume, or acrobatics or something. I will jump over the fence, literally just jump. I got a 17.
Can you guys see my drawings now?
Yeah.
Maybe.
This is a stinky turd.
Yeah, it's what it looks like.
Okay, I roll a 17 to get off the turd.
You roll a 17 to jump over the fence, and what do we see on the other side of the fence, Thrifty?
So you all just, like ninjas, do backflips over the fence.
Oh, man. Guys, you know how cool it is to see a bear do a backflip? It's extremely cool.
You find yourself in a deep, dense, dark wood. off in the distance, through the moonlight, you feel like you can see the path that was probably leading to the Holdfast, which is what I'm calling this place. So you feel like you could probably, if you wanted to, pick up that path, or you could just venture off into the woods.
All right, that's where we're going to end it, right? Well, that's like...
We will decide next time.
Yeah, on the next episode.
But
I sprint off into the woods.
Oh, shit! Somebody catch him! He took all our shit.
You realize that
ass face.
I'm on your back, but you
with all of Tum's daggers.
Not my daggers. I might have chopped your butt.
Are you surprised I had shurikens this whole time?
So until next week, I guess.
You wanted to say keep riding that donkey, didn't you?
I did. I wanted to do our sign off, and I couldn't.
We need a new sign off for this one.
We do.
We'll think of that one between now and the next episode, I think. Yeah. That is not
like, may all your hits be critical. Or
may
something.
All your die be 20 or something. Yeah,
this is not something we can just decide now at the end. This is something that requires a lot of thought and careful planning.
We need to, you know, really ruminate on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I guess maybe by the time you hear this, we'll have a website.
Woo.
And hopefully on iTunes, but maybe not.
We're figuring it out.
Our last thing, it took a couple weeks to get on iTunes, which is not... That was probably Nick's fault. Let's go ahead and blame that on him.
I'm totally okay with that.
It didn't take that long. So,
but tell your friends, you can add us directly to your different podcast sources.
Mm-hmm. You can go to dndpodcast.com and find out about all of your favorite hosts. You can see pictures of them wearing bathing suits.
Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll make that happen if that's the thing we're doing.
Funny enough,
it's not going to turn out well for the one lady of this.
Well, they're going to be so distracted by looking at my picture because I'm going to be wearing more than one bathing suit. I'm going to be wearing bathing suits like Thrifty said. So I'm just going to
have a lot of different ones.
A 1950s bathing suit.
Oh. Yes.
I'm going to wear one of those scuba gear things. Okay. With a snorkel.
What is all this noise?
Nothing. So besides Harvard Divinity School, where else can we find you, Jennifer Cheek?
Oh, well, you can't find me there anymore. I said goodbye. You can find me at Jennifer Cheek on Twitter.
Hey, guys. You can find me at Tim Lanning on the Twitter machine.
And you can find me at Thrifty Nerd on Twitter or at thriftynerd.com. So I guess that's going to wrap it up for us tonight.
Nobody gives a fuck where they can find me.
Kidding. Where can we find you, Mr. Bachman?
Well, let me tell you what you're going to do. You're going to open up...
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Internet Explorer. You're going to type www.twitter.com, and there's going to be a little search box.
You're going to want to bing twitter.com.
Yeah, you're going to ask Siri to Twitter the Mike Bachman. Bach spelled like the composer, man with two N's.
That's too confusing. I'm not going to be able to do that.
You lost it.
Now, this will only work on OS X or Linux, but only Debian.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm gonna go.
I'm gonna go sleep forever.
I'm gonna go see if I can find any more daggers in this house or shurikens or
anything. We've
already jumped the fence.
Yeah, no, I'm in my house. I'm trying to find daggers in Tim Lanning's house.
Tim is trying to murder me in my sleep.
I'd be lying if I said there weren't some parts of that podcast that enraged me, but other than that.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Just Tom's outstanding combat skills is all.
Guys, I make 1 to 2 mistakes.
In a row.
Listen, do you want me to be a Mary Sue who's just like, I do everything right? No, I gotta liven it up. I gotta... let people know.
Gotta let people know.
Yeah, you look terrifying, by the way. I don't think I saw your person last night.
Yeah, dude.
You look like Voldemort?
Yeah, when I was walking through PAX, I was like, man, I want to be that guy.
And then
that guy's so cool.
And you were.
He's like a Dritz or something. And then you get closer. And it's like, Anders, halfling, rogue. I'm like, what?
No way.
No way.
That's me.
How's this happening?
What music did you use?
I did not listen to the anime. Yeah, that one song.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
Can we have background music for the encounter too? Like right when somebody starts to do something?
Just have battle music.
God, I haven't thought about that.
Da 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 da.
Da, 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 da,
it's just going to be this, though. It's not going to be the actual music. It's just going to be me looping this.
I see an eyeball, and I see what looks like a foot in a glaive.
Oh, you don't see the full head?
No. I can see how he's getting it. I can see where you're going. I see his nose.
So, like, you get the gist, though, right? Like,
yeah, he's sucking it, right? Right?
Yeah. That's my original vision.
I don't think it's pronounced gist.
Wait, what?
Huh?
Gist?
I get the gist, and
yeah,
you're talking
yeah,
about
gist. That's how you say it.
He's making a jizz joke, guys. Hey, man, it is gist. It's a soft, like gelatin, idiot.
It is like gist, and I pronounce it gif. What are you going to do about it?
It's pronounced ejaculate, you guys.
JPEG.